AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time in 20 years, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a drug to treat Alzheimer's disease. It's from Biogen.
Aducanumab, which is now going to be marketed as Aduhelm.
Dr. Maria Carrillo with the FDA says this is a different way to go after Alzheimer's.
This therapy slows the progression of the disease because it addresses the underlying biology, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's, which is amyloid plaques. And so by removing those amyloid plaques, what was found in this study was that you could, in fact, slow clinical decline over time.
Previous drugs manages symptoms of Alzheimer's like anxiety and insomnia. Vice President Kamala Harris met with the president of Guatemala today about migration.
The agreements between President Jamate and I have made today will strengthen the security and the prosperity for both the people of Guatemala and the people of the United States.
This is the vice president's first foreign trip. She pleaded with Guatemalans not to make the dangerous trek toward the border with the U.S. In a unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court said thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. Justice Elena Kagan cited federal immigration law. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law a pair of bills focused on what is being called nefarious foreign influence and corporate espionage. The Republican governor says China has infiltrated broad sectors of American society. He says bad actors working on behalf of the Chinese government have been stealing intellectual property. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the latest Republican counteroffer on infrastructure did not work.
The offer did not meet the president's bar of growing the economy, tackling the climate crisis, and creating new jobs.
President Biden meets again with the GOP negotiator, Shelley Moore Capito. A mixed showing so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is frustrated by low numbers of coronavirus vaccinations in some areas.
Far Rockaway, Queens. Williamsburg, Brooklyn, Rochester City.
The governor says he hopes that by naming the zip codes in New York that have the lowest vaccination rates, he'll inspire local health officials to target those regions.
The bottom 10% of the zip codes are below 36%.
Cuomo says the name and shame tactic worked with hospitals that were slower to vaccinate their staff at the beginning of the vaccination drive.
Focus your resources there.
I'm Jennifer King.
A woman near Milwaukee is accused of killing her friend by poisoning her with eye drops. Jesse Kurzuski is charged with homicide and two counts of felony theft. Toxicology tests showed the woman who died had a fatal dose of the main ingredient in eye drops in her system. Kurzuski says her friend must have staged her own suicide. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.